Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.
Oh, that was the lamest clap ever, you guys. Come on. The start of an epic podcast, and you just go, Mr. Curiosity. Sean's not clapping.
Hooray. Sorry, I'm checking the levels.
All right, so get your questions in, brownbag@wnep.com, because this whole thing is only successful as the greatness of the questions. Otherwise, we're just, in this case, four lumps talking. No one wants to hear that, do they?
No, we're boring.
We have Mindy Ramsey, we have Nikki Kreis, and we have Sean Dunn here, and I am Joe Snedeker, and we are going to answer your questions. But Sean,
yes,
I don't know if you knew this. Nikki has never heard, so I want to gauge her.
Oh my God! No,
it's only going to be quick. It's going to be.
Go back to any of the last 35 episodes and you'll get this story. All right, it's going to be really quick.
Nikki,
loofah.
This loofah, right?
Yeah.
My wife has them at home in the shower and everything, and I use them to clean the shower and bathtub, and she doesn't know. Is that bad?
Joe!
I know. Disgusting, right?
That's terrible.
They're abrasive. They're perfect. And then when I'm done, I rinse them off.
Oh, my God. Terrible.
She puts it on her body.
Yes.
It's just dead skin cells and stuff. There's nothing.
It's dirt and scum and bacteria.
It's a polymer. Sean, please back me up
on
this.
No, I disagree.
Poor John.
You know what? I am a horrible person.
I know you are.
Oh, my. That is not what I was expecting to say.
She didn't know about the loofah story.
All right, we'll move on. All right, so let's get right to the questions. Mindy, you're going to go first because...
Why?
I can't believe the loofah is so disturbing.
It is.
That wouldn't bother me if she told me she did. I'd be like, okay.
Because, like, you rub it all over your body and you don't want to think it's, like, rubbed in dirt and grime first.
Could you guys at least learn from this that it's the greatest cleaning tool around? Will you at least trust me on that?
I guess.
I suppose. This is a question from Thomas. What do you dislike more? The wind chill factor or feels like temperature?
Oh, this is great. This
Which
is great
because
right now is hatred for both equally. Which do I dislike more?
Nikki's ambivalent.
Yeah.
I just all I want to do is get the facts out so the people understand. I do believe those numbers have value, but no one understands how they're gotten. That's what bothers me. Just to review, wind chill factor. It assumes it's totally dark out. It assumes you're 30 feet up in the air in a constant wind, and it assumes you are naked.
Which usually we're not.
Right. So if it's 40 degrees, if it's 40 degrees on a winter day, and the meteorologist on television tells you that the wind chill factor is zero, it doesn't mean it feels zero out. It means it will feel zero if you're in a constant wind, in darkness, and naked.
Then why do we need to know that?
Why do we need to know
the wind chill factor?
My theory is, I got to watch what I say because we're in the media, is that the media grabbed hold of this and they love the drama of it. And that's why it's on all platforms. So I don't know. It's
misleading.
What
about the feels like?
Now, there's no doubt that the wind makes you feel colder. There's no doubt at all.
Yeah, true.
But if you go outside on a winter
the way
day.
It's measured isn't like a normal. It's not a daily life measurement kind of thing.
And you guys know the differences in people. My wife is always cold. I'm never cold. So to assign a number to how you're going to feel is just totally, I feel irresponsible. Now, the heat index does the same thing.
No, they're talking about the feels like temperature.
Well, that's similar to the heat index.
Okay.
So that's assuming there's no air moving. We all know we sweat. As soon as air moves, it removes sweat from your body, and you get a cooling effect from it. That says, oh, we're not going to take that into account. So it is, and it assumes that you're just stagnant in that warm air, and no evaporation is happening from your body. And I'll go back again to the previous statement. All humans react differently to temperature. I'm not lying. I never feel hot. So what good is the heat index to a guy like me? And then if you're a certain body form, my brother's like this. He sweats easily. He's always complaining it's so hot. And I'm like, doesn't bother me at all. So the heat index is rough too. You got to understand what these numbers mean. They're trying to be helpful, but to me, they're misleading.
Okay.
So all hate both of them.
All right.
And I try to stay away from them.
That makes sense. All right, Nikki.
Now, what
turn.
About Nikki? You come over my house. I don't know. There's an emergency. Your car breaks down. It's the middle of a winter storm. You're stuck at my house for 2-3 days. You have nowhere else to go. You have to shower at my house. And you see the loofah.
I am not using the loofah.
I would venture to guess if she was staying at anyone's house, she's not going to use their loofah.
Hope, yeah, I think right. That's...
I don't think it has to right. do with what you do with yours. I just think in general, you're not going to borrow a loofah.
Right. I'm not going to use someone else's.
That's too personal.
And yeah. I don't use loofahs either. Do you, Sean?
I love them. I use one every day.
You kick about 8 of them around the you shower. Because the kids, it's the kids more
they,
than...
They use the loofah?
Well, they won't use their own shower, so they use ours okay. and leave all their stuff in it.
My wife talks about exfoliation and rubbing layers.
Yes.
Of,
yeah.
I can honestly say I never had that thought in my life.
You need to exfoliate.
No,
it's very
I
important.
Don't.
Yes, you
maybe
should.
Maybe that's why you look so good and I look so bad.
It could
so
be.
So maybe you have a good point. All right, Nikki, she looks, oh my God, she looks like a deer, the deer in the headlights. She's amazed by what she's reading. She doesn't want to read it. Here it is.
Oh, this is fine. Oh,
okay, good, good, good.
It's a question for you, Joe. Oh. This is from Brandon.
Brandon.
He says, if the summer solstice occurs in June, which I believe indicates the most direct sunlight and the longest daylight hours, why is the hottest month July? Does it have to do with ocean temperatures?
Did we get this one last week?
I don't know.
Or no, but maybe weeks. Something similar.
I thought
similar.
The hottest month was August.
So
no.
We'll make it quick. The hottest month is a month after the solstice. So June, the sun is at its highest point. It's the most powerful. But yet the warmest temperatures of the year don't occur till about a month after that. And they last for about 3-4 weeks. So it's the same thing if you're in your house. Let's say you're in your home and it's 60 degrees for whatever reason. And you want it to be 70, so you turn up your thermostat, right? So it's getting warmer, 62, 65. Then it gets to 70. At that very moment, you shut your thermostat back off. Do you think it might go up to maybe 70, 71 before it starts?
It could.
Yeah, it will, because it's still building up the heat. Your furniture, your curtains, they've absorbed heat. They're re-radiating that heat. So there's a little bit of a lag. And that's the same thing with the atmosphere. So even though the sun is strongest and highest in June, everything is still feeding back heat to the atmosphere, and it doesn't respond until 3-4 weeks after.
Interesting.
All right.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
Yeah. Hottest time, July and early August. Most powerful sun, June. And longest day, June 20th, June 21st.
Right.
22nd.
The solstice, yep. Yeah.
But it takes a while, so there's a little bit of a feedback there.
Sorry, it took a while to read.
No more weather questions, right? We want insults. We want gossip. We want.
But do we want bird questions?
Since Nikki is a bird fanatic.
I know. I'm thinking she's going to be offended by the lack of bird questions.
This kind of makes sense. This is kind of a good follow up.
Sean's got
to
go.
It's a good follow up to what happened with the last question. Barb asks, so I've been listening to the podcast for the past year. Question, do you have a trash can in the recording studio? If so, can you please throw out the pieces of paper that you have already read? So many times we end up hearing you reread a question that we already heard a week or two ago. Please take out the trash. I think it's not that they go back in. I think it's that people send in the same questions. Am I
Who
wrong?
Is this?
Barb.
Barb, it is 100% my fault. Here's what happens. I print out the questions. Don't look at them. If I see it's brown bag and I put it in there, and then sometimes I'm like, did I put all the questions in there? And I'll look at my emails and I'll see, oh, here's some new questions. And they were already old questions that I put in there. And I forget what the cutoff is when I put them in.
Start using the little flag icon.
Yeah.
See, this is why we have you here, Sean.
Just use the flag icon.
I really don't know anything about this. Help me out.
Click the little flag. It turns red. Then you'll know you've printed it already.
I'm going to do this right now. So you're saying, here's my email. I'm looking.
The emails,
right?
Go to your list.
With this, all right. So let's say I'm looking at
the list, like the main, like that lists all the. There you go.
So, Tegna.
A lot of good info.
Let's say it's
really.
This one. There's a little flag I can hit on there somewhere.
Something you can.
So what kind of loofah do you like, Nikki?
See, I don't know
I
where
like
the flag
ones like
is.
That.
Yeah, that's what I use to generally.
But you're
I mean,
saying
they're like
right.
a dollar.
There's a
right?
way.
They're
right.
like a dollar at
you can
Walmart.
Flag
yeah.
We're talking about flag
and
email.
They exfoliate so nicely.
They do.
Okay. I'm willing to guess.
Do you like soap or body wash?
I like body wash.
Me too.
God, these two will not be.
Vanilla right. flavored or what? Or scented?
Or
what do you like?
Delete it when you print it.
Delete it when I
print it. Vanilla scented.
What do you use?
Girls, I have a theory. All of the beauty stuff that you do does not make a difference at all.
Really?
Like exfoliation. What are those? Those scents that you buy. Those essential oils.
Yeah.
My wife with the hair products. It doesn't matter. If you buy $2 generic shampoo versus $50,
it does matter. I think it matters. It feels different. Oh yes, it matters.
It doesn't matter.
It really does.
It feels better.
Yep.
Sean, tell him it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter to me, only because I don't care. And maybe that's part of it.
Me neither, but I'm telling you, you guys are going to be the same beautiful creatures you are. I know that.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Although I did, instead of buying a really expensive conditioner or a hair mask, I used...
Whoa. Stop right there. What is a hair mask?
Well, that's what you would put on your hair and leave it on for a while to condition it really fully. I used coconut oil. And so that's so much cheaper, right, than buying like an expensive hair mask or an expensive conditioner. And I just used coconut oil, and it worked really well.
I think the industry is taking advantage of your gullibility.
They are. Yeah. I agree.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But we're still falling for it.
Well, I think the point you're trying to make makes sense in terms of what? If you think all these expensive things are – changing a male's perspective of your beauty.
Oh, I see.
You're probably wrong because they're not really paying attention.
But what we know is you. What if we force ourselves to pay attention?
But if it makes you feel better, or if you feel like it's making a difference for you and that makes you feel better, then I'm okay with spending the money on whatever kind of works for you. But if you're doing it for someone else, I wouldn't worry about it because I'm venturing to guess.
You're not going to pay attention.
No, they're not paying attention.
But isn't that flawed thinking?
I'm like, well, what am I going to have for dinner? More than I'm like, yeah. Mindy's hair looks great today. Yeah, I'm thinking about what's for lunch.
Dinner, yeah.
But you're saying if it makes you feel good, do it? I don't know if that's good advice.
Why?
No, but if you feel like it's making a difference.
What if Jeffrey Dahmer felt better as a human because he murdered? Would you say go ahead?
I'm sure he did feel better.
Well, there are certain things that are moral and immoral.
Yeah.
You have to take into account morality.
Apples comparisons here. I don't know.
But I do believe that we spend way too much money on products, makeup, beauty products.
Yes.
And now it's getting worse with social media because my kids will be like, oh, I need this thing. I need this Charlie Parker eyeshadow palette.
It makes me so angry.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's like $150. Like, it's crazy. You know Jeffree Star? Oh, yeah. We know them all.
I'm glad I don't know these things.
It's bad.
We need a control. We need a clone control group, Mindy, and I'm not going to give her any products at all.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
After 5 years of use, you two would look the same.
No, I don't think so. I think there are certain things that do help. Retinol, hydrochloric acid.
No.
Yes. Sean, moisturizing helps.
Could you help me get a clone Mindy control group?
Yeah, I'll get cracking on that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure science can do it. I mean, they've cloned all sorts of things. They can clone me. Why not? It might be expensive.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, I think so. You might want to end this discussion right now.
Clone control group. Mindy.
Did anybody watch the show where Paul Rudd cloned himself? Yeah. Wasn't that great?
I don't know if I ever finished it.
They never had another season. I really liked it. It was so good.
All right. I don't know what this means. Did you pull my Kurt Aaron question yet? We need to hear the Carnival Man on a Mr. Curiosity podcast. I want to hear... how he comes off to me. Maybe I didn't read the whole thing. Maybe I'm wrong. All right. So what does he mean by Carnival Man? He's like a showman?
What?
I don't know.
Well, maybe because Kurt's been going to all the fairs.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it is.
This person asked before in a past episode why Kurt Aaron doesn't do the podcast.
He's not here.
Well, yeah. He's a PM guy. There are months that pass when I don't see Kurt Aaron at all.
Yeah, exactly.
He comes in
opposite shifts.
So I'd love to have him on the podcast.
We should ask him to come in early.
We need the Carnival Man here because he could be...
The Carnival Man.
That's what he said in the question. Yeah. I don't know what that means. He could be the ringleader.
We could set aside all the Kurt Aaron specific questions.
We'll have a Kurt Aaron day for him.
Oh, we'll have the Kurt Aaron show.
I love this too. He could take...
Put it back in.
I'm not putting it back. He could take hits. He loves the back and forth and the abuse. He can handle it.
Okay, this is a weird one.
Oh, perfect. Here we go.
I don't know if I like it, though.
Is it ever weird?
Uh-oh, get the bell ready.
Mindy, here you go.
It's not fun weird. It's just scary.
Does it get any weirder than...
It's scary weird.
Ooh. No, I'm in.
Nikki's in.
No, everyone's like, ooh.
Ooh. What? If you... I know, right? Some sick, demented person sent this in.
From Sean.
Exactly. If you could explode people's heads by just looking at them, would you abuse the power?
I feel like I might accidentally.
Wait a minute. This could be the best question ever. Ever in the history of mankind.
Is that what you think?
So you just look at someone and their head explodes. Let's say you had that power.
But does it happen accidentally?
Well, that's what I'm worried about.
Let's pretend you have to think about it.
You do have to think about it. Okay. So it's purposeful.
So you go back to 1933, you explode Adolf Hitler. You know, there could
But at that point, isn't he just like an art student? Like, do we know
okay,
if he's...
Okay, we take it to 38.
Okay. All right. Okay. I gotcha. I don't know.
You want to make sure he's already committing the crime.
Right. Yeah.
So would you abuse the power, though?
Or would you do it for good?
I feel like my fear would just be like accidentally. I'm in a room full of people. I happen to look over. Someone's head explodes. I'm like, oh, no. And I look over at someone else. And then all pretty soon, the whole room I've wiped out.
This is like a horror movie.
It's like Frozen where she can't control her powers.
Yeah.
That's my fear.
You're like Elsa.
I don't want to be an Elsa.
No, well, let's pretend you have to really think about it for a minute. You have to consciously think, okay, I'm going to explode
their head.
There's
like a two-factor authentication process.
Yes.
You get a code on your phone.
Yes. Please enter the four-digit code we just texted you. Okay, boom. Maybe then.
Oh, man.
Even then, our government doesn't allow assassinations. You know, of even enemies. Mindy's.
I won't go there.
Our criminal justice system allows for due process. So when would you use this? Even if you knew someone was a horrible person and they weren't caught yet, would you look at them?
Isn't that the question? Is like someone cuts you off in traffic?
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's abusing the power. It's different than using the power.
Maybe if it was legal to do so.
Well, now you're getting too hypothetical, though. So you're saying this is an alternate world,
yeah.
And you're allowed to explode heads by looking at it.
Yes.
Does everyone have this power or just you? If everyone has this power, we're done. There would be nobody left.
The cockroaches would rule the world.
Literally, would just wipe each other out.
Do you, Mindy, have a
boyfriend that you hated in your past that you would like to explode their head in the amount of rage?
Not really. I think we all left on amicable terms.
Okay. I've ever disliked anyone to the extent
that I'd want to explode their head.
I didn't either.
Yeah. So
I might want to crush their head.
I can see if that question were give someone a headache, a really bad migraine, then I'd be in. But I don't want to explode
If I
them.
Could give someone a boo-boo belly.
Mindy, you're on film. You're doing something behind our back.
Do you want to reveal who wrote the question?
No. That just means I copy and pasted it a lot of times. Because when I get good ones, that doesn't necessarily mean it was from me. It does
Are you
say
sure?
Me. I promise.
I think you're making it up.
I would tell you.
Yeah.
I would tell you.
Okay. I thought for sure this was your question that you wrote. That's why I'm sitting here laughing. I'm like, you idiot. You're like, this might be the best question ever.
Or no. Or people ask me and they tell me things or they email me and then I have to.
Okay.
Because it's on another platform. Then I have to copy paste.
I believe you. I promise. Okay.
That was not for me.
Nikki, you definitely have to pick a question.
We didn't come to. So was that your question, though?
No.
So,
that was mine. Your, yeah.
So what? We need an answer, though, before.
I wouldn't.
You would never do that?
No.
I can't see you ever doing that.
No, I don't think I would. No. Unless you really made me mad. And
Not
then I might.
Me, but what if it were like Bernie Madoff? You can explode his head. He took billions from people. He's a horrible person.
Yeah, he's a horrible person.
You see him in the jail cell and you just look and...
Yeah, I just don't know if I could do that. It's not in my nature.
It'd be like immediate regret after. Mm-hmm. Like, take that. Oh, no. What did I do?
Whoops.
It's too quick. It's too sudden.
Yeah. It's too much. Too messy.
I got to find someone who can unexplode people's heads.
Nikki, would you? Would you or so?
I wouldn't.
You would never use that power at all. You're born with this power. Never.
No. I would want a different power.
Here's the thing. You would have had to use it once to even know you had it.
Yeah. Or you're just told by some superior.
But would you trust someone just told you, hey, you have the ability to explode heads without trying it once?
All right, Nikki, you're out for a hike this week, right?
Uh-huh.
Some guy tries to murder you.
Oh, then I'd use it.
Okay, so they don't say
if some,
never.
If some guy, yeah, self, for self-defense, yeah.
Self-defense, he's trying to steal your wallet, he's got a knife.
Oh, yeah.
You look at him, you think for 20 seconds, head explode, boom.
Then I would. In that instance, if my life is in danger.
Okay, so self-defense,
self-defense,
exploding is
head
okay.
Exploding, yeah.
I think we can all agree on that one.
Yeah. Why not?
Self-defense. So self-defense, head exploding only.
Okay.
I'm going with that.
All right.
Final answer. All right. This one isn't as exciting as head exploding. I don't know if anything could be.
We need to taper it down anyway.
Yeah. All right. Lenny wants to know, the robins come here in the spring, but now I don't see them around. Oh, it's a bird question.
It's a bird question.
Birds
aren't real. We just
I
answered. Loved it. There's the answer. Birds aren't real.
Aw. Lenny, he knew I was here. The robins come here in the spring, but now I don't see them around. Where do they go in the summer?
He does have a good point. It seems like...
Oh, no, I still have a lot of robins in my yard.
So yeah, so I think we know what's happening. That, or do you know? I don't want to cut into your
No,
question.
I don't know.
So robins are some of the few birds that do overwinter here.
Mm-hmm.
Some robins fly south, not most, but a lot of birds fly south, but robins can overwinter. So I think you see them in March, April, because they're the only birds around. And then when all the other birds come back, it's still the same amount, but they look like they're in less proportion because all the other ones are confusing your
or maybe
river.
Wherever Lenny is, the robins ate all the food and they moved a little bit or something.
Something like that, right? Yeah. I don't think there's less robins in the warm season than there are in the spring. But we're no bird experts here.
That's true. I'm no ornithologist.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, wait a minute. Nikki, so go ahead and tell us. What is this again? Sugar and who?
Cinnamon and sugar.
She gets offended by this.
They're coming in one day.
We want to meet them.
One day.
Yeah. You love those birds.
I do love those birds. They're great. They really are.
Do they have little bird personalities?
Yeah. Cinnamon is the... I mean, he's
no,
poor.
No. I want to know. Shut up, Joe.
This is like me talking about loofah.
Cinnamon is what?
Cinnamon's the boy, and he's... He always sings and dances, and he says pretty
bird.
He
doesn't sing and dance.
Yes, he does. I'll post a video.
Little top hat and a cane.
Yeah. It's like the Warner Brothers frog, only you see it, and then it disappears.
They have an
Instagram
account.
He sings and dances, then Sean, we come in, and he's just
they
like,
do? Yeah, they have more followers than me.
They don't even tweet.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
And Sugar, she only likes me. She doesn't really
She's
deal with anybody else.
This.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. They like each other.
They do like each other.
Yeah.
But they haven't mated.
Okay. How do you know? Maybe it happened when you weren't there.
I don't have any little bird babies.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to tell you this that I saw on a poster when I was in sixth grade. If you really love something, you let it go.
You so set it free.
You have to set those birds free. Okay?
It's an empty cage. Yeah. But that's a poster. The poster's an empty cage with the door open.
Oh. I hate those inspirational
like
posters.
Hanging from the branch. Hang in there.
Yes. Yes, the
for
cat.
Me, no, for me,
hanging
it was a,
from
a
the
cat
branch.
Hanging down.
Yep.
It was hang in there. We've all seen
hang
that poster,
in there.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
Joe, I'm going to bring them in, and they'll probably bite you.
They probably
they
will.
They have an idea that you're...
An instigator.
Yeah.
Just to refresh my memory, so do you let them fly around the house ever or no?
Are they yeah.
And then what? If you open up a door, would they go and never come back?
One of them, I think, would never come back.
Yeah,
but
because
the other one would.
Because they're prisoners. they don't love you. You think that...
Yeah!
I did the magic bell.
I guess I have to shut up. That's the rule.
He needs the magic bell for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Sean, what do you got?
Are we moving on?
Yes. Right. I think we're done with
this. This is a lot of paper for a very short question. All right. How far is too far for a road trip? That's from Travis.
Travis, okay. Travis is back.
I wonder why he has his own bag. He's got great questions.
How far is too far for a road trip?
Wow, Sean. You have to tackle this one.
Right now, with the kids, the age they are, I would say anything longer than like a day's drive. Like,
what do you mean by a day? 24 hours? Or do you mean like 10 hours?
I could probably drive like 14, 16 hours somewhere, and that would be the extent of it.
Okay. Yeah, but if I say I'm going to Philly, 2.5 hours away, that's a road trip. If I said I'm taking a road trip.
But that's not too far. I would say anything longer than like a 16-hour drive.
Oh, yeah. I took it as what's too
far.
I'm sorry. I took it as what's too minimum. He's saying what's too far. Too far.
Yeah, in 14 hours.
Well, what does it become after a road
trip?
Sean,
you could make it to Iowa.
There you go.
Well, what's the next day?
Is that really a road trip, though?
My children's
dreams. Or is
that a vacation? My children's dreams would come true if we could drive to Iowa.
It's, what did Joe describe it the other day? He said it was flat with shrubbery and Walmart and John Deere. That's what he said. Oh. I was like, there's more to Iowa.
Desolate waste.
There's more. There's so much more. And then John Meyer started looking up how much forest is in Iowa because he was curious. So after you said that, he's like,
what is
shrubbery.
The
8%.
8%, see?
As opposed to Pennsylvania, which is 59%.
Wow.
Isn't that different?
Nikki did have a point, though, is just driving a distance to a destination, a road trip, or is that just like going on vacation?
Yeah, Nikki, that's what I want to know. What
constitutes
a road trip?
That's stopping at places along the way.
Yeah.
That's what he's getting
to experience them.
And what's the next stage after a road trip? What's the next term for if you're going too far?
Moving.
Relocating.
Relocating.
But if you came in here, Mindy, and you said, I'm going for a road trip to Iowa, I'd be like, that's not a road trip.
Yeah, I would say
it
that
is.
Too.
No, you'd say it wasn't.
But I don't know what it is.
That's it a road trip.
No, I would say that's a road trip.
Yeah, it's on the road and we're tripping.
Because you can't just go to Iowa for a day if you're driving and then
go home.
So
you think a road trip is like a short thing?
Yeah. I think it's within the confines of one day.
Oh, I thought it was like just for like vacation or whatever, like going.
No, I think a road trip above a day is something else.
Oh.
But I don't know what.
Okay. I didn't see it that way.
What comes after road trip? These are the things we discover on this podcast.
A weekend getaway?
Could
getaway,
be.
Maybe getaway might be after road trip.
Yeah.
We might have to revisit this. We might have to look up the
definition. We need to look up definitions. Yes.
First, and then someone pick a question while I
My answer to that is
what is a road trip?
Yeah, what is
No road trip is too long.
No
if you're enjoying it,
you
just keep going.
Then I changed my answer. It's
I
1 hour.
Yourself.
No,
I think road trip implies like a fresh let's go somewhere thing.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think
like
of it.
Long. When I drive to Florida to my mother's condo, that's not my mother-in-law's condo. That's not a road trip.
It definitely is.
It is?
Yeah.
See, I don't think
that's
so
something
either.
Do you pass south of the border? That's a road trip.
Real quick response from Google search. A road trip is a long journey usually taken by car, truck, or other automobile that can be recreational, spontaneous, or for business.
See, there's a little spontaneity in there.
Huh.
Some say the most compelling aspects of a road trip are conversations and bonding that occur when everyday distractions are removed.
Interesting.
No, so I think that nailed it.
Someone says take regular breaks every 100 miles or 2 hours to stay alert and fresh. So it's got to be at least 2 hours.
Funny.
But I think a road trip implies some spontaneity and frivolity.
And they all say long trip. Like long is part of what the definition of road trip is. So it has to be long.
I definitely feel like when we go to Iowa, it's a road trip. It
I
seems
stand
like
corrected that.
You have to pack all the stuff,
you
the snacks.
You could still have a road trip that's just like a couple hour drive somewhere. But I guess the question was, what's too long?
No, what if I said, hey, next month I'm going on a road trip? Doesn't make sense because it assumes some
spontaneity. It does. No, I don't think it has
Nikki
to be spontaneous.
And I maybe have a different... You like, say road trip like, hey, I'm going on a road trip.
Like, would it be – I think it's the difference between whether you fly or drive. Like, if you're going on to California, is it going to be a road trip or are you going to fly?
Well, the word road, though. You're on the road.
Yeah.
You can't take a road trip without the road.
Well, no, I know. That's what I'm saying. But,
so
like
– anywhere you drive in a car is a road
trip. California for a vacation.
I'd say that's
trip.
Too far for a road trip.
California.
California.
It would still,
is.
Be, a, it would still be a road trip.
But it would still
unless
trip.
I had, like, several weeks to, like –
So your cutoff is what? Half of a country?
I don't know.
Well, this is what he wants to know.
Depends on how much time I have. If I'm retired, man, I'll just keep going.
I mean, I always thought I'd like to drive like across country.
Yeah, me too.
I've done it. It's torture.
So, really?
Yeah,
yep.
It is.
Can we change subject with Nathan? He's got another deep ponderable. Why does 9 to 5 a.m., 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. seem like days, but 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. seems like 5 minutes. Nathan in Williamsport.
He's asleep?
Well, that's an easy one.
Sleeping
yeah,
for
so
most
now,
of it?
So now,
he's
yeah,
time
but,
traveling.
But do you see the deepness of that question? So
no.
They're the same time, but one, you're unconscious. You're not there.
Or is he working third shift?
Yeah, I mean, if you're working that shift, he didn't say that. Then it feels like
9 to 5, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. seems like it takes days. Like, it's long. It feels long.
Right.
But compared to 9 p.m. to 5 a.m., where you're sleeping for most of it, probably, <That's> it seems shorter.
He's well, assuming yeah. sleep in this question, I think.
I think so, and assuming
Unless
work
he's
during the day.
Just up 24 hours
yeah.
a day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, when I worked day shift, what, 3 weeks ago? The 9 to 5, whatever, seemed like days. And this shift, it's not 9 to 5, 9 p.m. to 5 a.m., but it's, what, 3 a.m. to 11. It seems like it takes 5 minutes.
But I think you're
oh, that's because we're
probably,
so fun.
I think you're also probably, like, technically half asleep
half
for
asleep.
3 hours of it. The
yeah.
first three
true,
hours,
true.
You're half asleep. Your brain's half off.
Yes.
So it doesn't seem, you know.
I try to do that. I try to sleep while I'm at work so that I just,
eyes
it
open.
Goes faster.
Oh.
Mindy's trained herself to sleep with her eyes open at her desk and her hands move. Yeah. Like she's typing.
That'd be a great trick.
Maybe she's actually sleeping on the anchor desk.
Maybe I am. It could be.
I've experienced sometimes that to be true. No offense, Mindy. I'm sure you saw that me in the backyard, too. Nikki, if I blindfolded your two little birds... and brought them to my
house.
You're
done with the bird question.
And brought them to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And you're no longer in their life. And then blindfolded them. And I fed them and everything, talked to them. Would they be happy, do you think?
No, they'd be heartbroken.
I don't believe.
No, I think. No. I actually read a really interesting book about a bird named Alex. Have you heard about that parrot?
Alex the honking bird.
I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, I know
was
who that
like
is.
Was it like old? Like mm-hmm. like from the 70s or 80s or
something. Yeah.
Yeah. I read a whole book about this woman who trained Alex the bird, and it could do math. Like the bird could do all these.
And the bird was close to this woman?
Yes. They were so close.
And you feel that?
I'm just saying that you can develop a relationship
did
with
they
a bird.
Get separated and then the bird just died.
Well, no, that didn't happen. Unfortunately, the bird did die, but no, they didn't get separated. She was doing research with the bird and all this stuff. So, and she was on like Johnny Carson with the bird, you know, all that kind of.
People leave them in their wills.
Yeah.
Because,
well, that's because they live for too darn long. How long do your birds live?
15 to 25 years.
Oh, because sometimes
some
a parrot.
Like those
some parrots
live
like
years
yeah, 100 years.
85
yeah.
years, yeah.
So they're just, you have them, yeah, you have them too long.
I don't think your birds love you, I'll be honest with you.
You've never even met them.
You've never even met them.
I think just they like that you feed them and they like
they
that
put,
you keep them
they
warm.
They put little notes in her lunch every day.
Yeah.
Oh. They would if
no.
they could.
They scratch little.
They do love
well,
me.
Well, if you went on a vacation, would you trust me with the birds or no?
I would
not
say
with
no.
that attitude. No. No.
You'd come back and Joe'd be like, I don't know, they got out of their cage. I don't know what happened. I'm not sure.
All right.
No, I'm just saying you should read this bird book because
it's
really good.
I'm not going to read the bird book.
It's really
birds,
good. Birds I'm actually going to give it to Nikki so she can read it. I think she'd really love it.
Birds were supposed to be banned, and now they take up 20 minutes of the stupid podcast.
I cried. I cried at the end of this book. It was so good.
Oh, Mindy.
It was really good.
Let's go back to cloning you and not giving it makeup and skin products.
You know, I don't think it would work, honestly. I think I would be hideous. Everybody would say, look away. She's hideous. Okay.
You do make
see.
A point because I'm the control group in that, and I'm hideous.
Oh gosh! Here, tell me if you want me to answer that.
All right, here we go.
No, don't read it out loud. Okay, I'll ring the bell for you. I'll pick another one.
Why can't I say that?
Can you? I don't know.
We've already done this.
We've already done that one.
We've already done that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So the Kim Soupon right. thing that goes back to the early 90s.
Right. Right. It's all over. Right. It's done
it's
with.
Over, it's done.
Yeah.
We moved.
Like,
on.
Why do we have to even revisit? Okay. WWE is coming. Oh, wait. I think we had this one, too. Oh, wait, maybe not.
Maybe it's a different twist. WWE. So there's a wrestling question?
WWE is coming to town, and they want to see a WNEP team tag match.
Tag team match. I don't think we did tag team.
Who in the station are you teaming up with, and why?
Oh, this is you.
This is a new one. So who am I going to team up
with? But wait a minute. Because you're a female, and there are obviously the physical difference between males and females.
Yeah, I'm smarter than you. Yeah.
No, I'm talking like body size.
Oh, okay.
Let's, to make this more valid, let's pretend... I don't know. Does it have to be two females or a male and a female?
I don't know.
What I'm saying is you are going to be against another male and female here. So let's do it that way.
Okay.
No, well, whatever you pick.
Yeah, whatever I pick.
If it's another female you want as your partner, then it'll be two other females. Hmm. If it's another man, then it'll be a man and a woman. Here we go.
Okay, let me think.
Be serious now. So you're in a tag
team. Joe is made of Slovakian steel.
That would be good. I'm not a good fighter, and I'm only 170
you're
pounds.
You're wily. And I bet you fight dirty.
These are all true.
Okay,
you're
going to
pick me?
I don't know.
I'd love to do this with you.
John Meyer is extremely tall.
He's got the physical.
Right, yeah, he's got the reach. Yeah,
he's too nice, man. Yeah,
he might be too nice. What do you think, Nikki? Too nice?
Too nice.
Yeah,
too nice.
he wouldn't fight dirty. Nice. That's for sure.
He's not going to peck your eyes out like birds.
Right. Exactly.
Wait.
I didn't mean that.
You said right.
Let's see. I don't know. I think
Don Jacobs too old?
Oh no, Don Jacobs. He's probably heavily armed. So maybe he would be no weapons.
There's a guy named Brian Hollingshead here.
He's huge. He's a big guy. Does it say
on air though? I don't know. So it doesn't necessarily.
Who in the station are you teaming up with?
Yeah, so I mean it's a good question. Who do you respect in terms of, I guess, physical warfare? Is that what it is? I guess
maybe APAL. Maybe would he?
Of all people, Andy Palumbo?
APAL.
He's not going to wrestle?
I don't know. He might. There might be some internal anger. Or...
Well, then, Nikki, I want you and me against her and APAL.
Yes! I love it.
This would be.
This could be good.
No, it wouldn't be. We would destroy you.
I don't know.
Take you and APAL down.
He might surprise you.
I'd have the birds as my secret weapon.
That's true. They could peck our eyes out, of course. Now, have you seen the movie The Birds?
Yes.
Does that freak you out or not really?
No, it doesn't freak me out.
Okay. All right. I was just
curious. They peck eyes out?
Mine don't.
In the movie?
Yes.
In the movie they do, yeah.
You always hear that. You feel like when you're sleeping, it's going to escape and peck your eyes out?
No.
Because they don't like you. They want to be free.
I feel like Nikki watches The Birds, but looks at the birds as the heroes.
Right, exactly. They're the victims in this.
She has a whole different perspective of the birds.
Right.
Like the people are the problem.
Those humans are taking over the environment. They're ruining the landscape. Yeah.
It's all the people's fault.
Right.
It could be. Definitely.
Thanks for that perspective. You're right. I think any outsider would say that people are the problem.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So thank you.
All right.
So I think this will be the last one. We're going to end with you, Nikki. Are we 40 minutes in?
Sounds good. How did it get to be 40 minutes already?
It goes quick because you're having such an awesome time.
That must be it.
But Nikki, did you end the last one? Because I think you had like two or three questions. It has to end with you being satisfied.
I'm listening to you and I'm trying to read the question at the same time. And I was thinking I didn't answer the last question about who I would pick for my partner.
Oh, yeah. Who would you pick?
I'd pick Chelsea.
Oh, that's a good one.
Well, so now it's two. So if you were going to pick two females, so it's you and Chelsea.
I don't know who I'd pick for a male, but I was thinking that. I'd pick Chelsea.
Something about her. You're right.
Yeah, she's so athletic.
She's very strong. But yep.
I think she has a mean streak in her, too.
Could be.
Well, I saw her doing the inflatables, and she was like kind of going against.
Say like beat someone in the
No. Well, she was going against somebody with the inflatables.
She seems physical. She seems frenetic. She seems energetic. Yeah.
I think she'd do it.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah.
You're right.
I think you and her would beat Palumbo.
they would. You know? They would.
If WWE's ever in town, she should do a check it out.
With this wrestling match.
Oh, that's a good idea.
She should.
That'd be good. Check it out.
Yeah.
She should.
Pro wrestling, yeah.
We said it, so it's got to happen now.
By the way, do you guys ever watch female wrestling?
No, sorry.
I never watch any wrestling. I don't know.
I've never really gotten into it.
Even the
most I watched wrestling was like when I was small.
When I was a kid,
it was
like Hulk Hogan. When it was fake. Yeah. It was good.
It's fake.
It's still fake?
Yeah.
What about the popular, what's that new wrestling everyone watches now?
No, you're talking
UFC?
About UFC, that's not wrestling.
Yeah, that's different. Like that's just fight. Ultimate fighting.
Yeah.
I don't like to see two humans fight. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really get into it, but.
But you, I'd like to see fight.
But her birds. Her birds love watching that stuff. They get all fired.
No, you know what, Sean? The birds want to change the channel, but their dictator doesn't let them leave the cage or do anything they want.
She puts wrestling on. You look over, the birds are cracking little tiny bird beers.
Well, she controls every aspect of their life. That's why they hate
you. Control every aspect of Jet's life.
They control every aspect of mine,
pretty much. That's probably true. Yeah.
Jet's not in a cage, Mindy. He's free. There's a door in our basement. He can go in and out. He can do what he wants.
Can't leave the property.
He could.
Nope.
They're not caged, beaten birds. No, I made up the beaten part. I'm sorry. Okay. They're not caged.
They're not beaten.
I'm just kidding.
She loves them. Nikki's never doing the podcast
again.
We
found your weak spot and we're exploiting it. That's all this is. We love you and your birds. I'm just kidding.
All I know now is this question better be great.
Yeah, this better be great.
It's not even a question. It's just a statement. So I'll just read it quick. It would be great if you brought the new weather guy, Tyler Hughes, as a guest on your podcast. He seems like a real character just like you.
This is a great way to end.
Yeah.
So, he something about him.
He's a good kid.
I have like
a
mini man crush on this kid. Yeah, he's good. He's very passionate about meteorology. He's knowledgeable. Folks don't realize he's still in college. He's in his senior year. He's very knowledgeable, but he's so good, isn't he?
Yeah, it's amazing his maturity level for being a senior in college.
And I could be wrong. Okay. He gives me a little bit of a Tom Clark vibe.
Well,
he has a strong presence, and you can't. I don't think you can create he just has
that,
it.
I think in that you can feel the excitement for what they do. You can tell they really enjoy what
they're doing. The passion
for it. Tom was always like, Tom was really into it.
Yeah.
You know? Tom was like really like into doing the weather. I feel like Tyler's very much like the same. You can just tell. And you all are.
Yeah.
But
that's
true. It's that vibe of like you can tell he's into it.
So folks need to know Tyler's from the Boston area. He goes to College of Penn State, which is one of the best meteorology schools in the country. And he's going to be leaving us soon. Back to school, and we may never see him again here unless he gets a full-time job here. Maybe he will. I'm just saying. He'll be done soon.
We'll miss him.
Yeah.
We will miss him.
Because what he's allowed to do is be a free bird. He's going to do what he wants.
Like
Leonard Skinner advised us all to do.
He got those wings.
He's as free as a bird, unlike Nikki's birds. So caged.
Poor Cinnamon and Sugar.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. If they were left in the real world, they'd probably be dead by now. Parasites, predators.
They would be.
Yeah, you gave them a great life.
Thank you.
I just have to say stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just got a message. The lawyers are now happy.
Yeah.
Yes. The lawyers are happy with your response there, so
I'm
we're good.
I'm messing
we're
with you, Nikki. All right. Thanks, everybody. Got questions? These were good, weren't they?
They were great.
Get them in. brownbag@wnep.com. Brownbag, one word, @wnep.com. And now the loofah bar gets put back in. We do this again in 2 weeks. Peace out.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.